Innisfail, Alta. Town employees were immediately assessing the damage done inside the historic local cemetery late last week following the worst known case of vandalism the site has encountered in its 124-year-old history. Sometime during either the evening of October 12 or the early morning hours of October 13, one or more individuals entered the Innisfail Cemetery located along Lakewood Drive and toppled about 100 tombstones in the east side treed section. As of late last week, an unknown number were damaged. I can't even really explain how disappointed I am to see the destruction that's taken place in the cemetery. I can't imagine what would go through someone or people's minds to do something like that, and what the endgame is, said Town of Innisfail Mayor Jean Barkley. It's just a terrible, terrible thing for families to have to go through. The cost is one thing, but I think just the disrespect is so much more, added the mayor, acknowledging in a later news release there will, most likely be a significant cost, to the community as a result of the crime. So, I hope if people know anything they will come forward and give information to the RCMP and that the perpetrators of this destruction will be caught. Count. Jason Heisted added the crime was a hurtful act against the community and its citizens, past and present. It's hurtful because people go to the cemetery to remember their family members and their loved ones, said Heisted. It's horrible. I am going to ask council how do we catch these individuals or how do we identify them working closely with our RCMP, our local authorities. Innisfail RCMP issued a short media release on October 13 about the cemetery destruction, and that they are seeking public assistance to identify the culprits who are responsible. In the meantime, the municipality's staff were at the cemetery on October 14 to assess damage and also clean up the site as best they could. Stephen Kennedy, the town's director of operational services, told the Alberton that the destruction at the cemetery was the first major case of vandalism seen in about 10 years, but much worse than any in memory. He said staff conducted an inventory of the destruction, including the number of the total 100 toppled tombstones that were damaged. We'll be spending the next couple of days getting the ones back up and secured, and then we'll be able to provide an idea of how many need to be actually repaired or replaced, said Kennedy, adding families of the deceased whose tombstones were vandalized will be notified. They will be if tombstones require some repair. We'll be reaching out to the families, he said, adding, but as of October 14, we don't know the extent and don't know how many that will mean. We will have a better idea probably early next week. He also said that while town staff will take responsibility of the work and cost of adjusting toppled tombstones back in place, the cost of marker replacement will be passed on to families of the deceased. Barkley had an additional concern with any damaged historical grave markers that were installed up to 4 generations in the past. We are talking about the old part of the cemetery, and some of those burials could be decades ago. I don't know the logistics of how that works, but we'll certainly be asking those questions, said Barkley, adding an administration update of the vandalism incident is expected to be heard at Town Council's Agenda and Priorities meeting on October 17. I know the town will be working very diligently on this process and trying to get things sorted out for everybody. Kennedy said the municipality's community peace officers are working closely with local Mounties as their investigation into the vandalism incident continues.